Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sans Pants Radio, Australia's least coherent podcast network.
Yes. So previously on Stories of the Greyhill Free Company.
Love is Blind puts a hand on your back, Big T, and says,
oh dear.
You, from the top, look up following Love is Blind's eyeline, and you can see several kobolds sticking their heads out from above. I will allow you to do 30 feet around, but there is a chance that you will accidentally lose control and fall.
How close was the elephant? Day.
Not too far.
Yes. Okay, I'll keep that in the back of my mind.
The kobold scarper. They fly back up and away.
Oh, their wings are flapped. They're not gliders.
No, they're not gliders. You hear a booming, echoing voice coming down at you.
I am Kobold One. Kobold One speaks for Big Bird. Big Bird consumes. Big Bird says you die. We're watching you. What are you talking about?
Wait, they can see us?
They can see you.
They can see us?
What?
Oh, this changes so much, Ad.
Well, I definitely wouldn't have done that.
So we'll make it look like we're heading towards the armory. Yeah, I'll uncover the ballista, that's your, and we'll be down that way.
Sounds good. Chicken, I love it.
You begin heading deeper down. There are multiple sets of tracks here for minecarts or something else. You're not 100% sure. There are maybe three or four in total. Several of them are small and definitely look like they're just meant for minecarts. But one of them is actually quite large, enough for a horse-drawn wagon.
Are they just lines or what do they call? What are they?
They're actual tracks, like
yeah,
metal
tracks.
Yeah,
that's
metal tracks. Yeah.
Is there a like what's that word that the cart goes on? Is a cart there?
No, there's no cart of any sort here. You start descending deeper, and things become darker and darker and darker. It feels like it hits pitch black and keeps going.
If we were to light a torch now, would it definitely be seen from up above?
Maybe the NPCs who have dark vision can tell you this, mm-hmm. but it begins to spiral as well. So you feel like you're reasonably well covered from light sources, uncovered light sources. Although nonetheless, having a light will make you very obvious to anyone who can see that light.
Right. We'll just wait a little bit. You keep leading the way.
I believe it's everyone but you. Oh no, Chantel doesn't have dark vision.
The three of us don't.
Love is Blind and Yeola.
Yeah. I'll put some ball bearings, the ones we got from our wonderful rogue that I cannot remember their name. May they rest in peace. I will put the ball bearings behind us on the stairs.
Thamri Cherry Cheeks.
Cherry Cheeks.
I'll be like, thank you so much, Cherry. And I'll.
Can you please tell us that you do that?
Yes. I'm going to be putting some ball bearings on the stairs.
They're on
us.
Stairs. It's a slope.
Never mind.
As soon as you put one down.
Woo! Okay, so it's not a staircase.
It's not a staircase. If you wanted to, you could tuck them into places, but I'm not sure what the purpose. So yes. Tucking them into places might not necessarily act as a great trail of breadcrumbs, which is what I feel you're trying to do?
No, it's meant to be if like people are tracking you.
Oh, I see. Yeah, no. Also, it wouldn't be very effective as a trap. Yeah.
Yeah, no. They would just roll on down.
They would. Well, they would indeed.
What if they take that first step on the pile of ball bearings?
Yeah.
Eat shit immediately on slope.
Probably won't.
Yeah, all right, we'll just...
No, do it.
Give it a shot.
We'll keep walking.
No. Bye. Save the ball bearings.
The slope is gentle. At no point do you feel uncomfortable in any way or like you're kind of staggering forwards, but you can tell that the slope is insistent and forever downwards. How long are you willing to just keep walking before you light anything?
Probably like an hour.
Okay.
The others have dark vision, yeah?
Yeah.
So they can see things that...
Yeah.
It doesn't take long. Just trust them.
It actually doesn't take long. It's maybe 5 or 10 minutes before... Oh, who do you want up front?
Probably Yeola.
Yeah, okay. Give her a win.
Yeah. Yeola whispers back, trying to be as quiet as possible, but it echoes nonetheless. There's doors on either side.
Right, well...
Platforms and doors.
Open them at the same time and then hide so they fight each other.
I'll produce... Do you think it's safe to produce flame? To produce a light source?
I can't see anyone.
I'll produce a light source for us all.
Sure enough, see that there are 4 doors, 2 on either side of you. They're made out of stone and reinforced with metal.
Yeah, you think they'll be trapped at all, or is it just...
They don't appear to have any locking mechanism. They're just, like, doors.
I'll have a look. Can I check for sure? Oh, am I good at that? Maybe I shouldn't be checking for traps.
But you can cop it. None of us are good at it.
It would be an investigation check.
Yes.
I shouldn't do that.
Yes.
I'm in the neg.
You shouldn't do that.
That's true.
You've only done well so far.
That's true.
We'll both take one each.
We'll all investigate, you know.
Okay.
That is yours. Same.
So are you checking the same door? So are several people checking the same door multiple times?
No, I guess we'll all inspect each door.
Okay. So I'll say tree stump, you check. Maybe if we're going 2 doors on each side.
Mm-hmm.
So if we're starting on first left door, tree stump, you check that. You detect no traps.
Mm-hmm.
The second door on the left, Glubble, you give it a look over. You detect no traps. The second door on the right, we'll say, Sean, no, Love is Blind, detects no traps. And then the first door on the right, Yeola, detects no traps.
Well, are they just pushing in and that's where we go?
Sure. Are you opening all 4 at the same time?
No, we'll just go there.
Yeah.
Oh, there would be, sorry, I should also say, there would be signs written above both of these. So there'd be 1 sign for the 2 left doors and 1 sign for the 2 right doors.
Oh, we can work together for this one again.
One on the left says men's barracks.
I think I can guess the other one.
The one on the right, you have no idea.
Yeah.
Never mind, I can't get it.
The one on the right, actually, surprisingly, the one on the right says a bathroom.
Oh. Oh.
Okay, there's a bathroom.
So we have the bathroom and we have the barracks.
Maybe the women's quarters is further down. Maybe no women lived here.
Hmm. Is it further down? Do you keep going further down?
You could continue to go down if you want to as well.
No women lived here, then why say men's?
I couldn't say. Dwarves are strange creatures.
Not wrong.
We're all strange.
One is equal to the others, so let's just go to the first door for the closest to us for the bathroom. Do you want to?
I don't need
these?
To go.
Or do we need to? Want to keep going on?
Do we need to?
I don't know. I don't think there'll be an exit here, but there might be something else. Look, we seem to be going just further.
I just walk in. That's taking too long.
Going?
Bathroom.
Left or right?
Left.
Left? Okay. So there are 2 doors on either side. So when you said the bathroom doors, there's a left bathroom door and a right bathroom door. If that's where the confusion was.
Okay.
So you open this door. This room appears to be a barracks. Doesn't look like a bathroom. There's beds upon beds upon beds. And yeah, nothing else here.
Huh. I'll go to the right bathroom.
Nothing else. Same as the last one.
It's not the bathroom at all.
Yeah, there's barracks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Highs or lows?
Highs.
You can't really see very well into these rooms because Glubble's light doesn't cast very far. So you can't see very well into either of these rooms, but they both definitely look like barracks.
I couldn't see very far in, but they had beds.
The second one you open, several of the beds are overturned and it looks like a bit of a mess.
Someone's been here and raided them, I think.
Yeah, recently, or is it just they're all dusty?
Do you want to have a close look?
Yeah.
I couldn't see. I didn't bring a torch in. I just had the pick.
You approach Glubble with the fire, and you cast the fire into the room to try and get a better look. You see the firelight flick across several beds that have been overturned and obvious signs of struggle and whatnot. You can see several corpses lying on the floor.
Old corpses?
Old corpses, indeed, yeah.
But I guess the fighting continued from upstairs to here.
That's no good. I'll stick my head in right barracks.
Yeah, the other, the men's barracks.
It's a similar sight. You can see some corpses in both of these barracks as well.
Yeah, we'll just keep going on.
Are you going inside either of these barracks? I'm assuming you're looking from the doorway.
Oh, I assumed you were going in.
Oh, okay. Well, that's different then. Sorry, let's...
Yeah.
Oh, no, I assumed you were just sort of head in.
So you enter into the barracks that is labeled as a bathroom. Translation error, you got a nat one.
Yeah.
How close are you looking at the bodies?
Probably very close.
Are you going to touch them? Turn them over?
I wouldn't touch them, no.
Okay. Well, I'm going to roll you a medicine check at disadvantage because you're not physically touching the bodies.
Are they, yeah, similar to upstairs?
They were killed violently, but that's all you're able to deduce.
Okay.
There's obvious signs of violent struggle and whatnot on pretty much all of these corpses.
Right.
None of these people look like combatants. They were children or the elderly.
They look like they've been...
You also notice in this and in the men's barracks, it doesn't look like they were actually... Ooh, no, you actually couldn't tell that. Mm. They look like they were huddled here for safety.
Yeah. If I can, like, if I think they're not going to rise and attack me...
They're scout. Most of them are scout. Wow, that doesn't necessarily mean anything, yeah, actually. But, yeah, no, none of them stir, and you feel no twinkling of magic in this area. None that you can tell of.
Maybe go in for a bit of an inspect more closely for the what kind of wounds they were, to be if they're, like, are they man, like, dwarven-made wounds, or are they more of a creature?
They don't look like weapon blows. None of these appear to have been dealt by a weapon of any sort. There's no characteristic broken bones that you might expect. Or anything like that. With some of the corpses are really advanced in age, so it's really hard to tell. But you think several of them were suffocated.
Yeah. Do you think perhaps...
Or strangled, rather.
Well, it's either perhaps they knew the upstairs, the brethren was falling, so this was mercy. Or perhaps they had someone from the inside was betrayed them. And... Yes, don't know really much about dwarven warfare, as it were.
I do not like to linger with the dead. Let's just push on.
Yes. Let's keep hearing.
Yes, I was only ducking my head in. I did not go that far.
A bit of a look.
Looks gross.
Yeah, it was fairly gross. Let's...
Yeah. For a brief moment, you are alone in one of the barracks. Because, just coincidentally, you maybe were the most circumspectly looking over the corpses. Mm. I would imagine that Chantel and Big T just didn't enter the barracks, perhaps. Chantel, because she does not like to be among the dead and also wanted to keep a lookout. And Big T, for maybe similar reasons. And then Love is Blind and Yeola were maybe just in different parts. And you are, coincidentally, just the last one in this barracks. You feel a chill run down your spine as if something cold had brushed along it. Then you leave.
Yeah, same thing. Got the willies.
Oh, no.
All right, well, I will keep heading down.
You continue to head downwards. As you head downwards, you feel things, it feels like the temperature is slowly rising. After a little bit of time, you come across a minecart. The minecart is full of ore, and the brakes have been set on so that it is stuck here in this position. If you have the light still, you can tell that they were mining metal. Iron, I would imagine.
Yeah, I guess it was an iron mine at one point here.
It might not be the smartest decision, but we could jump in and turn the brakes off.
To what end?
At least if we run into a monster, they're surprised too.
Well, we could give it a undo the brakes, see if it budges.
Oh, I suppose we could send it down first, but it might be a warning, but we might get them.
Get whom?
I don't know. Just in case. Oh, we could leave it. It's all right to leave it. You don't have to touch everything.
Yes, probably not have to touch everything.
Okay, let's keep going.
Okay. I mean, we're not slower than or faster than a minecart, are we?
Minecart would probably be faster.
Yeah, we could always get in and you could try and...
Depends how much further you have to go. You just don't know.
Yeah, is it not still sloping?
Yeah, it is still sloping.
So it wouldn't just go pretty fast?
Yeah, but you don't know how further there is to the bottom.
Yeah, we don't know how far it is at the bottom. We don't know how noisy it would be, perhaps. as well.
Okay, we'll leave it. And let's just hope no one turns it on when they're in front of it.
This is a very good point. Well, look, we can turn it. Look, you want to test the brakes, by all means. Yep. Big T, you've proven yourself to be quite a strategist.
Thank you. I'll test the brakes.
The rusted mechanism does not shift as you try to force it.
Oh, no, we're safe.
Yeah.
Let's keep going.
And I guess further on, hopefully this comes up and out of another section of the Dwarven Fortress. Do you know much about dwarves in terms of how they build their mines?
Do I? I'm friends with a lot of dwarves.
This is starting to feel like you're delving down into where the mine was. Mm. It does not feel like this is an exit.
Mm.
This feels kind of the opposite, actually.
Yeah.
It feels like you're cornering yourselves.
So it would be best to try to perhaps build like a sort of makeshift barracks ourselves and perhaps wait for the kobolds and then attack if they come towards us.
That's good to work. It might work better than doing this way. This way really, truly feels like we're going to hell. It's even getting warmer, and I don't know why.
We can keep going further so nothing gets snuck up on us in the middle of the night, but, well, day or whichever time it is. Thoughts? Gang?
Chantel says, yes, I wouldn't mind bedding down. The problem is, where exactly? Obviously, should we bed down? I don't like the idea of doing it here. This place feels too open. I don't like it. We could go back to the barracks. That feels weird. But if we cleared one of the barracks out, we could stay there.
Yeah, no one's using them.
That's true, yes.
Love is Blind shifts uncomfortably and says, I don't like the aura that place gives off.
Yeah, I felt very like I got the willies. But I don't know, there was something...
I think I would also rather have my back to a wall.
Look, I'm kind of your opinion, I know. So when I was there alone, this like felt a bit, you know, yes, the vibe of it all.
What if we all sleep in the corner like we are corpses? Like we're hiding. We don't clear it out. We just move them out of one corner.
Well, we Yeola is talking now. We could just move them out entirely. Why put them in a corner?
Better to hide. Because if someone sticks their head in like I did, I was like, oh, a room full of dead people. And I left.
I would think we'd be locking the door, wouldn't we?
Yes.
Oh, is that not suspicious?
I suppose because there's not a lock, barricading the door might be suspicious, yes, but would it not also be safer?
Let's see, if they break it down, we could hear them.
Yes, they would have to alert us to their presence.
I understand.
We would be trapping ourselves, but are we not already trapped?
Yes. Well, we'd either head further down to see if there's another kind of room or something like that. We could kind of... position ourselves, or
perhaps the poor feeling. We could fix that by giving those poor folk a proper burial. This feels very unlike Yeola. Yeola isn't like a callous person, but Yeola has never really cared about funeral rites.
Yes, perhaps that was the vibe. You know, give these poor folk a decent burial, say a few prayers over their fallen comrades.
I suppose if they get the burial, they can't be brought back.
Sure. You mean resurrected?
Yes.
Yeah. Sure. Well, yes, I mean, happy to head back, or do you want to keep going further down? Big T, what do you think?
I'm happy to go back. Everyone seems to be wanting to go to sleep, and that's okay. I want to go to sleep too.
Yeah.
If we go back, we've got a little bit of work making a bed, but if we go forward, we don't know how much work we're going to have.
Mm. All right, we head back. Anyone good at putting down some traps, perhaps, on the other doors? My trap making is... I put up my wet, moist hands.
No one here is necessarily good at making a trap, or better at making a trap than anyone else. But I guess it depends on what sort of trap you want.
Mm. Just either something to alert us or at least cause them a bit of grief.
Well, Yeola begins collecting all of the bodies gently, maybe with the help of Chantel, and the two of them do like a rites thing. Yeola produces a little book, a pocketbook, that she must have taken from back when she was in the chapel, and it has a bunch of dwarven prayers in it. And she begins speaking prayers of the dead over the corpses. Mm. Love is Blind begins trying to work out maybe how to set up some sort of alerting trap.
That's a very good idea.
I trust them.
Is there a bucket or something around? A container of sorts?
Oh, to fill with water, put on top of the door?
Yeah, you could find...
yes, but also more for me.
You could find baths here. Yeah, it's actually just baths here. Yeah. And if you want, there's also like pumps to use the baths.
Yeah, I do the pump? How's the water?
The water is black and grimy and bad. It looks unhealthy.
I create water myself.
Yeah, that's fine. Yes. Love is Blind creates a very basic makeshift sort of thing. Just basically when the door is opened, it will knock over a table, which should hopefully be quite loud.
Perhaps do it for the other traps, other doors as well, if...
Well, he can't set that up from the other side.
Oh, yes, of course. Yeah, all right. Okay.
No, we should trap all the doors.
Well, how we get out of them, that's the problem.
He can't trap them from the other side. Can we trap
them from the... You can't trap them from the front? I don't know how to.
Love is Blind cannot work that out. Yeah.
No. Okay. No, he tried his best. It's all right.
Yeah, I would not have you there. Perhaps we barricade as much as we can up against the door and just hope for the best.
All right. You have a fitful rest. Meanwhile, further up in the dungeon, the Dwarven King, who has been laying here for centuries, maybe even millennia, no one's 100% sure. Not even the spirits that rest within this place know how long they have been here. All they know is that they have existed here since before they can remember. Since before, for them, time began. And in that entire time, this Dwarven King has knelt before in this giant chamber, his last words still magically echoing through time. A seal upon this place. For magic comes in many forms, both through careful studying of a book, through force of personality, or gifted to you from a higher being. But some scholars will tell you that the words of powerful people themselves are inherently magical, and this king was one such person. His word carried the weight to shift and manipulate the energies of the worlds itself. And his final words, an oath to seal the creature within here, lay rested upon the strength of his remaining body. And as the kobolds enter that room and see his corpse, they think to themselves, what a delightful find we have. For they pilfer from him his armor, his crown, his hammer, his boots, his gauntlets. And when they have taken everything but the corpse itself, they think it good, fun sport to sacrifice that corpse to their, quotation marks, bird god. And in doing so, they break a seal that has existed here for so very long. A creature deep within, at the bottom of the long tunnel that your party has been traversing down, awakens. Stirring, it realizes that its cage has been unlocked and it has not fed for so very long. Its many tendrils unfurl, it stretches itself up to full height, and then, faster than a sprinting wildcat, it moves, shooting up the tunnel network. Your room begins to shake.
Oh, no.
I mean, it does sound like two of our problems are about to solve themselves.
At first you feel like it's an earthquake, but then you realize that the earthquake is getting closer, and that's not how earthquakes work. Something explodes past, moving along the tunnel at a tremendous rate. Because of the door, you don't see it, but it moves so fast and it has such mass behind it that the door rattles and shakes, and Love is Blind's trap sets itself off. The entire room wakes up. Something big has passed you, and it's already fading into the distance.
Well, I'm glad we didn't keep going, but I'm scared it'll run into the big trough.
What trough? Oh, the cart?
Cart.
Yes, look, I forgot the word for track. It's fine. Does anyone...
What was that?
No, what is it?
I don't know, but it sounds like it's going away.
Chantel slowly, deliberately draws her weapon and then creeps to the door.
Oh, that... No, don't... No. No. Come back. Don't do that. That's so big. Did you hear? So big. Don't... Come back. Oh, my God. It was so hard to... I don't know how many... There was only
what
one...
What do you think the alternative is?
Wait.
Wait for what? For it to come into here? Why don't we...
What if it's going to go away?
What if it doesn't?
I draw a dagger.
Resting a bit more, it's not going to be...
a detriment, right?
You just don't know that.
Well, shall we?
Chantel gently opens the door and sticks her head out. She casts around, pulls her head back in, closes the door and says, whatever it is, it's gone.
Good.
And now a quick word from our sponsors.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Before Shopify, were you wondering, where are my sales at? Now you're selling with Shopify, the global commerce platform supercharging your selling. You have no problem selling online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Gary, easy on the cha-ching.
Oh, sorry, but my Shopify sales are through the roof.
Start selling with Shopify today and discover how millions of businesses around the world use Shopify to ignite their selling. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen. Shopify.com/listen.
Hey, Jackson interrupting here just to say that if you like this podcast you're currently listening to, you'll probably like our video game review podcast, Thumb Cramps, where me and the two Joels review whatever video games we've been playing that week. Also, sometimes we don't even review video games. Instead, we review sausages or being sick. It's good. Trust me. Just search for Thumb Cramps wherever you get your podcasts.
If kobolds came down, perhaps whatever was down there heard us or them or something and has decided to go up there. Perhaps now, if we go there, if one thing is dealing with the other, we can sneak out, perhaps?
Maybe this is a good chance for us to leave.
I think it's potentially possible that... maybe, I don't know. We could be walking into the back of it. We don't know what it is.
That's true, but we could also be
going to sleep and staying for a bit.
Oh, I mean, like going either direction, I think is a risk.
Yes,
I think the original plan of a rest was a good idea.
I suppose. Well, it's
What are the advantages of moving now?
So, if whatever it is fighting those kobolds, is distracted enough that we could then go past the doors and leave.
And if it's not fighting the kobolds?
As in if it's already destroyed the kobolds?
As in if the kobolds aren't there.
Yeah. Then I guess we walk into the back of it.
Yeah.
Space you're at. Have a sleep.
Let's set the trap again for the door.
It's not a bad idea, yes.
Love is Blind does a decent job of resetting the trap, and you all have a long rest.
Yes. Good. Good, good, good. I assume we all took a bit of a watch.
Yeah, we would have all taken a little watch, a petite watch for the game.
Yeah.
No encounter dice. Nothing else wants to be here right now.
That's fair.
Okay. So what's the plan?
Well, shall we traverse up?
Sneakily?
Yeah, be as quiet as we can. And I guess see what's going on. Do we want to love? You're pretty quick. You could go ahead of us, perhaps.
Yes, I will do that then. Yes.
Yes. Well, it's head upstairs.
You creep back up to that large open room. You can see that the room is still a mess, but it feels like the debris has been like, this entire room was kind of like a snow globe and someone picked up the snow globe and shook it a little bit. All of the debris is slightly different.
Okay. Anything look out of place or new?
It's probably from the earthquake, right? Well, yes. Well, I mean, what felt like the earthquake.
That yes. Moving earthquake.
Casting your eyes around, first off, Global, can I get a number between 1 and 31?
Let us go with 15.
Oh, well 15. Done.
Focused, double your proficiency bonus for one round.
Yeah.
Casting your eyes around, you see many kobold corpses in addition to your other ones.
Okay. The kobolds have definitely been attacked. Can I look at the wounds of the kobolds?
They were choked, suffocated, if you will. Something was forced down their mouth until they couldn't breathe anymore. And then they were choked, and then it came out, and now they're dead.
Ew, something, so what got the people in the barracks downstairs is what got the kobolds. I look around for tracks to see whatever it was that made the earthquake.
No tracks.
To see perhaps, or if any debris are sort of leading to where it might have gone.
You see no obvious signs of where it was, other than corpses, I suppose.
We need to leave.
So we can try the rope, or we can try where the king was.
The rope is here, right?
You can see there are several ropes dangling down that the kobolds have obviously dropped.
Shall we?
Yes, right now. Right now. This is very scary.
All right, who's going to climb up first?
Tug. Do you want to do the tug trick there?
I test all the ropes. I mean, the kobolds came down on them.
Yes, but they're light. And yes.
Number between 1 and 31.
8.
8? Good news, bad news? Which would you like first?
Bad news.
There's one less rope because you tear it out of its socket. Good news is an extra walloping. Play before you hit, but if you do hit, it counts as a critical hit. So you have to play this before you confirm the hit, but if you do hit on this roll, it's a critical.
We got the ropes. Let's go.
Yes, I think we should, yes.
All right, so who's up first, sorry?
Yes.
I'll stay back. Keep going. Up.
Love is blind is Love probably is the blind best climber.
Probably the best climber, yeah.
Well, he doesn't need to roll. He just climbs his way up to the rope until he's up the top, and then he gives you a big thumbs up sign from the top.
Excellent. Well, right. Well, I'll go next.
Aren't there several ropes, though?
Yeah, you don't have to go one at a time. You just have been.
That's true.
I want to go up. Let's not go one at a time, because then once I'm up, I can help pull people up so it's faster.
Good strategic thinking there, Big T.
We've got to get out.
Big T, you're about 150 feet up when you lose your grip and begin falling.
Ah.
You need to make a dexterity saving throw.
Oh, no, this very specific thing happened to me yesterday.
Critical. All right, so you manage to grab onto the rope and you take 6 points of fire damage.
Ouch.
But you don't fall to your death. And Global, you're at the top.
Right, well, I'm at the top here. I'll try and aid or help anyone who's not.
All right, you just don't think you could pull Big T up. But that doesn't matter too much because Big T, you're up.
Yes. And I'll help others by pulling them up as they climb.
Chantel and Yeola begin climbing up. I hope nothing tragic happens. No. All right.
No!
About 50 feet up, Yeola loses her grip. She's fine, though.
Okay, she's fine.
She's fine.
She takes 3 points of fire damage.
If.
Yeola gets to the top, and they're happening at the same time, but I'm just rolling individually. And Chantel gets to the top. All right, you're all out.
Right, Hill.
Okay, what's around us? Let's quick vibe check of the area.
Dense forest. You're at the top of a mountain, yeah. You would assume.
Okay.
And there's dense forest all around you. You can see the camp that the kobolds set up a camp around this ring, obviously meaning to wait you out. The camp has been abandoned in a hurry.
Oh, that's, I guess, good news.
A bunch of equipment just left behind because the kobolds didn't pick it up. Ooh. It looks like all the heavy stuff got left.
Anything good?
You going to go through it?
Just a glance. I think we should go. I think
at
we should
glance,
leave.
You couldn't tell.
Okay, we should leave.
We should probably.
Well, we should definitely just go.
All right, can you roll the Encounter die?
Was there a shield I could vibe?
11?
11. So if you want to, you could search for a shield. Yeah. But there's none visibly obvious visibly.
No, visibly
obvious. So you start making your way, I'm going to guess, Are you going back to camp, or are you going to make your way onwards to the cult thing?
Well, what is the general vibe of the group? Because I say, well,
scared.
We could head back to camp, or we could do what we wanted to do, too, and we could try to head back to that cult thing. Where are the kobolds running? Can we see that at least?
You scan around and you can't see where the kobolds were. It was just kind of a general panic. They ran in all sorts of directions.
Okay.
Yeah, you couldn't really tell.
Yeah, well, were there still that the bandit slavers that were roaming around these parts? And there's that cult we said we would try to deal with. So we can try to soldier on, leaving this dwarven fortress behind and keep going. Or we can head back to camp.
Does anybody want to go home?
I think we're all okay, aren't we? And Love is Blind nods his head, and Yeola says, I'm a bit shaken up, but yeah, I think we're all okay.
Yeah,
Chantel.
Yeah, Chantel was the first person. Up? Okay. Yeah, Chantel was the first person to speak. Yeah,
it was really just asking if she died.
She
died.
She came back though.
Yeah, she did. But like sometimes you would just want to go to bed for a bit, that's like your own bed and not a grave. So okay. Well, we can get the cult, but we just need to get away from here really quickly, so right. Fast. Oh my goodness! Yes, why are we still? I start walking.
Yeah, I didn't. This is terrifying from underneath and terrifying from above. You know, it's nothing seems safe right now.
I just hope everything eats each other and then they go, I die.
Yes, me too, Big T, me too.
Big T makes a note to look for shooting stars that night.
Will Big T's wish come true? Find out next time on Stories of the Grey Hill Free Company.
Adam here, resident dungeon master to the stars. Did you know that myself and Jackson host a show here on Sanspants Radio where we create and show off homebrew content that we ourselves have created? It's called House Rules, and if you've ever struggled for making your own content, then it may just be perfect for you. Some episodes will come in with stories, classes, and abilities that we've already made and tell you about them so you can see where we've succeeded and failed. And sometimes we'll even make the content on air so you can follow along at home and make your own, or even improve upon.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
On ours. Head on down to sanspantsradio.com and sign up for a king-level subscription today to start listening.
Hey there, fellow adventurer. If you're picking up what we're putting down and want more D&D content, we have just what you need to scratch that itch. D&D is for Nerds Plus, the symbol, not the word, where you can listen to select campaigns that were once only available to Sanspants Plus members. The further adventures of the Grey Hill Free Company if you want shorter campaigns with beautiful guests, and D&D is for Nerds, not Ognot, where all our non-canon D&D adventures go to rest. Just search for D&D is for Nerds on your favorite podcast app of choice and join us on this epic quest of D&D podcast discovery.